Und aber Zügel sind relaxed.
Sophie, Huntsville's back with you on 2 through some RADICOM here. However, if you can hear, the suggestion we have is just to ensure that that knob and the Papa 2 section is horizontal. We didn't quite copy all of what you said, so we're not sure what the status of that knob is.
So both knobs were turned so that it's they are aligned with the line, is that correct? Because on the figure in the procedure, I see that there should be a space, like figure 3 gives a hint that there should be a space, so is that what you want, or do you want no space in here?
So what we're hearing on the ground is that in order to slide Papa 2 left and right, and this is also true for Papa 1, is that line should actually be perpendicular with the line above it, as opposed to being straight up and down and parallel with it.
Okay, great. So I understand, and that's then another difference. So now when the line is perpendicular, I can move Papa 2, no worries. And actually, so Papa 1 can be moved with either the line perpendicular or the line aligned.
Sophie, all good data points, and this is somewhat what we kind of expected to happen with this hardware. What we need you to do at this point is go ahead and step into step 5 of the procedure, and you will need to complete 5.4 for the Papa 1.
Sophie.
Please.
Okay, I will first maybe picture the threaded rods of all Papa 1 and Papa 2 so that we have full data before switching to the rest of the steps.
Copy that.
Pencil from Sophie, just to double check, on step 4.10, we want the line of the knob to be aligned with the line on this thing, on the Papa 2 block.
And Sophie, we're checking.
Okay.
Sophie, for 4.10, it should be vertical as the procedure states.
Theoretical.
Correct. Theoretically, we'll see. And Sophie, based on what we're seeing on the ground here, you will need to be completing step 5.4, all of that step for the Papa 1 slot on there. There is a spudger that is needed for this step, and when you're ready for that, I can give you the location.
Yeah, I was trying to understand this 5.4, so I'm happy to copy the location. Yeah, ready.
All right, so at node 2 forward end cone, there is a CTB, serial number 1073. Inside of that, in a Ziploc bag, there is a spudger waiting for you.
Okay, spudger in node 2 CTB 1073, a spudger waiting for me.
A firm, and just for further information, that is a 1.0 CTB.
1.0 CTB. Is this just a normal spudger?
That's a firm.
Okay, so I'll grab the one from the NWA. It will be even easier.
Yeah, we're getting some good thumbs up down here. That sounds like a fantastic idea.
Pencil from Sophie, so the spudger is too thick. I will go grab something else. I'll be back in a minute.
We copy.
Pencil from Sophie, just be sure you want me to only remove the knob for Papa 1, is that correct?
That's a firm, Sophie.
Pencil from Sophie, I'm going to grab another tool, probably a ruler, a very thin ruler, metal ruler that we have here, and I'll try with that. For now, enjoy the cap of this knob is really tight on this.
So, Sophie, we copy. We actually don't need you to grab any further tools. With seeing how it's a difficult task to try and get this off, we think it may be better to just take a moment and assess and come back to this when we have some better tools in mind to get that off.
Okay, so standing by, no worries, and let me know when you have further steps.
Gobek, Sophie, it sounds like people down here like the concept of trying a ruler. We'll give that a try and see if we can get any good progress on this.
Okay, yeah, I'll try with a ruler.
And Sophie, Huntsville's back with you on two. Yeah, we're seeing some very good attempts here to get this thing off, but we think it's in the best interest to call this off for now.
Yeah, Huntsville from Sophie, I totally agree. I think this knob is way more difficult to remove, this knob cap, than what we anticipated, so good to give it some time to think about it.
All right, Sophie, and we're about a minute out from LOS, but first off, thanks for the good efforts, really putting in some muscle strength there. For the next upcoming activity for Kermit, which is a teardown, you are go to go ahead and tear it down whenever you're ready. We are not going to do any commanding from the ground, so you are, whenever you're ready, you're good to go.
Oh, all right, I understand that we call this activity complete and that I go for the activity that is at 17:15 on my timeline. Is that correct?
That's a perfect copy.
All right, so in work right away. Huntsville from Sophie on 2.
Huntsville's with you on 2, Sophie. Go ahead.
The pump, the dual storage pump is stowed, and I'm very sorry I couldn't help you on that one. Quick question for the LSG stowage activity that I have later. Are you ready for me to do that as well, or do you need some time?
Sophie, no worries. We appreciate the effort that you put in. We know you're pretty strong, so if you can't get it off, it's going to be tough for anyone. And then for the LSG work volumes, though, you are go.
Sophie, thanks for your kind words, and go for LSG volumes, though.
Sensation on 2 for Vodka.
I'm with you on 2, Jessica. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are hearing the strut bag, which definitely takes a lot more time than the time allotted for this, just FYI. But we are in step 10.1.2, and it says, attach a new adjustable equipment tether. Does that literally mean a brand new one? I know I did unpack a brand new one recently, or is that relevant? The stow note does not say anything about it being new.
And Jessica, that does not mean a brand new one, just any one available. And yes, we do recognize this went a little bit longer than expected, so apologies for that.
No worries. I mean, we have the tool config now, and this is obviously still part of tool config, so we'll make it work. But there was something in part of this activity about, I think in the briefing package, about the cable, but we're going to have a separate activity for the cable routing, correct?
And Jessica, that is correct. That will be part of tool config, not part of this backpack procedure.
Okay, copy. Cessation on 2 for ModKit.
With you on 2, Jessica.
We are in step 10.2, and this is where we're putting the APFR wrench and the scoop on an adjustable, but I think this is the scoop that goes in the mounting bracket. So, like, our plan was to pre-install this on the mounting bracket. Do you concur that that's the only scoop that's going to be in this bag?
That's correct, Jessica. We concur. That is the expected config. So one delta here is if you're happy with the square scoop on the mounting bracket, then we no longer need that adjustable that's attached to the square scoop and the APFR wrench. You can just install the wrench directly to the APFR wrench and it's get rid of the other adjustable.
Okay, copy. We'll try that, and then we'll just keep the adjustable here if we change that plan. And we have the APFR wrench in here just for contingency. How come we don't have the collar wrench? We just have the APFR wrench.
So, Jessica, that other wrench is in the cable bag. I'm checking with Drew on our preference for that, but it is going to be with you out there. It's just in the other bag.
Okay, interesting. I'll think about it, but I would think that maybe they would both be together in the same bag, and if so, I think my preference would be the cable bag because there's so much stuff in the strut bag, but we can think about that one.
Sounds good, Jessica. We'll think about it.
Sensation on 2 for ModKit.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Hey, just one question for you guys. We're doing step 11, and we're 11.4. We're verifying each T-handle is in the launch position. Of course, this was nothing, something that Chris and I never did because this was part of, I guess, the previous crew's configuration activity. And although we checked the bag, you know, a million times and everything, and put it out there. Actually, this would have been in the previous EVA. So I guess I never even saw these. So disregard the question.
Okay, we copy that, Jessica. I do have an answer for you for the previous discussion, though, about the APFR wrench tool. If you're ready to copy that.
Ready.
Okay, so for that APFR wrench tool that's in the strut bag, the reason it's there is so that it's easily accessible in case you need it for the adjustments to the APFR that's going to be at WIP 37 installed to the WIPX. So that way it's easily, you can just, with the red, you'll have the reach to use it, versus if it was in the cable bag, you'd have to go back to the cable bag to retrieve it and use a red off of your own mini workstation.
Okay, copy. And, you know, if we needed the collar wrench on the APFR, then we would have to get it from the cable bag, but I guess we're not anticipating needing that one.
Abram, that's correct. The only time we're really anticipating needing that is if when Anil translates over to retrieve the APFR on the other side of the IEA, he could need it when he's removing that APFR, in which case he'd have to translate back to retrieve that wrench from the cable bag.
Okay, copy.
Houston Station 2 for Jessica and the mod kit. We're watching there with the mounting bracket.
Go ahead.
Sorry. So that adjustable that you guys installed to the mounting bracket there, so that is the ret that will be installed onto the scoop instead, and that is a little bit further down the procedure in step 11.6.
Okay, copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and timeline activities.
Okay, Blue G on 2.
Hey, Sophie, if you've got a minute, we're looking for some help. Jack has a couple of green activities, an offload database swap, and a recycle tank process. We had to defer those with the UPA issues. We're back in a good config, and we're ready for both of those now. And you look like maybe the best target. Anything to support?
Sure. I can take care of these. No worries.
Okay, and those activities can both actually be completed back-to-back, and we can give you the go in both of them.
Okay, go in both of them and back-to-back. Great news, thanks.
Houston from Sophie for UDV
Swap. Houston's with you.
The new UDV that will be the offload UDV is 1480-1480.
Good serial number.
Okay.
Houston. Station Houston on 2. No response required here, Jessica. Just keep working there. But I just wanted to advise you, but we also definitely want to make sure for you, Jessica, you get to that swap in your flight director conference there. We don't want to delay that.
Okay, copy all. We just closed up the bag to make sure it would close, and I think we've got it in a good config. We did have to remove the scoop, unfortunately. But we did not take pictures yet, so we're going to have to reopen unless you think that it would be better to do like a video survey at another time.
And Jessica, we think we can get that when you guys do the tool audit. We'll take video or photos, but we don't need that right now.
Okay, copy. Thanks. Houston from Sophie for UDV.
Houston, sir.
For the newly installed upload UDV 1480, the double green tape urine transfer compressor hose is connected to production Davlinia. And that's test complete.
Copy, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Anil or Jessica. This is Steven. I'm still here.
Hey, Steven, it's Anil on 2. We are working on the tool config.
Hey, Anil. Okay, we had a feeling you guys might still be working on that. So we did have one delta for you, if you don't mind, if you're ready to copy, a no-perform delta.
Ready to copy.
Okay, step 3.14 and 3.15. This is for triple jump. Those are the CCT nozzles and cartridges. We do not want you to retrieve those, and we believe they're in the PMM. So please don't do that. That's all.
The 3.14, 3.15 don't retrieve CCG cartridges.
Good readback.
And I have some deltas to my tool configs for the MWS that I will email to you today. I'm just going to implement that as part of the go track.
Okay, copy that, Anil. We'll look forward to your email. I guess while I have you, we did hear about your comment about the dual tether points on your mini workstation. You said that they felt a little loose or something. So we just wanted maybe a little bit more information about that. If you think the screws are loose, or do you think there's some failure with it? And we can talk it in the conference if you need time to think about it.
Yes. So basically, it was just the one on the right side, I believe. And I've installed those before. So yeah, I think that the screws are just loose, and I know that they're single use.
Okay, copy that, Jessica. Right side, I think the screws are loose. Okay, we'll think about that more, and that's my understanding as well. They're a single use, so we'll think about what to do about how to fix that. And I guess while I have you, while you guys are working your tool config, as we promised, we're going to try to get you some more time, so please let us know how much more time you think you're going to need, and we'll get that time scheduled.
Okay, yeah, that's tough to estimate because sounds like this is for all three EVAs, and not even sure what tools are involved in all of those. And also, this will cover the strut bag, the cable bag, and the staging bag, and the IV bag. So I think it will be quite a bit of time still that we will need.
We copy, Jessica. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2. We're working down here on our DPC plan. We don't have any topics for you, so unless you've got something we'd like to cancel the U.S. portion, just let us know.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good to us. We're fine with that plan.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, Sophie on 2 for Pluto.
Sophie, go ahead.
Yeah, so we are trying to set the iPad 1017. In order to connect and log into the next crew conference for the flight directors. And so this one has been totally reset for, it was Chris' iPad. And when I try to log into Optimus, it doesn't work, although I'm on CloudNet and everything seems to be connected in terms of Wi-Fi. But I cannot connect to Optimus, so we might need some of your help, maybe not now, because we'll have the conference right now, but maybe an email or whatever troubleshooting procedure. And I tried to compare with the settings of my iPad, tried to mimic this, and it did not work, so maybe there's a trick.
Okay, you know, we have a plan to do some iPad updates overnight, so since we have those specialists, we'll take a look at 1070 tonight and see if we can come up with a plan.
Happy, thanks a lot.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and iPad.
Houston Station, Sophie's with you on 2.
Okay, wanted to let you know that that iPad 1070 that was acting up, we actually don't see it on the network and are asking if you can give it a hard power cycle. Just big picture, if we can get on the network, some of our iPad updates tonight we think may help solve it.
All right. Okay, I'll do the hard power cycle. Do you need it to be connected, like, with a wire connection, or Wi-Fi is it?
And we're happy with it in Node 1. We can try to do it wirelessly.
Okay. Node 1, wires in this lead. Copy. It works. Houston from Sophie with good news.
What's the news?
Yeah, the power cycle of the iPad works. I mean, it was so trivial, I didn't even think about that. Thank you. Now it's Optimus is connected on this one, so we are very happy about that. Thank you.
Okay, copy. We're still going to do some of our updates on it tonight, but glad the power cycle did the trick.
All right, so I'll just connect it to power so that at least it doesn't run out of battery, although it's 99% now, but connect it to power and connect it to CloudNet.
Power and CloudNet works for us.
Thank you, Pluto. We know you've been working hard these days. We're with you.
Smiles here at the Pluto console.
station Houston on 2 for iPads. A quick double check with you all.
Well, with Jet, please, go.
Hey, thanks for picking up the phone for me. Hey, listen, in the grand scheme of things, we've got a two-night plan where we will update half the iPads tonight and a half the iPads tomorrow. And I didn't want to wait too long into your pre-sleep just to make sure that the iPads that are listed for tonight are actually going to be connected to the USB hub, which attaches to the Apple server.
Are you guys happy if we do that right before we go to sleep, or is that something that you guys want to happen now so you got the time?
No, sir, that's a great plan. I like the idea right before sleep would be great, just so that we had a confirmation that's what we're going to do. I appreciate it, and tonight Pluto is smiling that he heard those words, so thank you very much.
Yeah, perfect. I think people are just using them for a little bit, and we'll make sure that we get the ones that are listed onto the charger device before we go to sleep.
Most excellent, guys. Thanks much.